Elizabeth Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Listen, I've got a question for parents, and it's something that I want to know, because it's not really according to, I guess, age. It's according to maturity. But if you're working, right, and you've got kids on holiday, from what age do you allow them, is it okay for them to be at home alone? So at what age? Sure. Some people say it's okay, you can leave them at home, like aged 11. But I think it's all like, you know, it all depends on your... on your kids, you know, how mature are they at 11? Can they handle the responsibility of being home alone? Maybe there's nobody to look after them during school holidays and you've got to leave them. But certainly you don't leave. You see, it's tough. It's tough because at what age do you go? Well, you definitely don't leave your 5 or 6 year old at home alone.
Mm. Would you leave
never.
Faith
and Aaron? I don't leave my kids, no. I don't leave them home alone now.
Mm.
But I'm just, you know, I'm...
And what do you think is the right age? Yeah,
papa.
Exactly.
I'm a peepee. I'm a pedantic papa. I think it's okay when they understand the responsibility of being alone. I know it sounds weird, but they're here. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So my kids don't have mobile phones. They don't have... They've got access to things, and they've got access to, like, you know, to tablets and stuff, and they don't spend a lot of time on screen. They do have screen time, but not a lot of it. But... I would be concerned to leave them alone, not because of any other reason other than they, I don't know of a really good reason why I wouldn't leave them alone other than the fact that their own safety, that I'm concerned more of an outside influence than I am of one internally going wrong.
I was pretty comfortable running the house at the age of 10. My mom ran out for groceries. So 10, I was running stuff.
Dis is as die kat weg is, is die meisbaas.
Michelle Allen Clyde moes al doen, my brother and sister had to do everything for me.
That you were a little crown, little king.
Yeah.
You do that. This is how it's going to be. Anya, what was the situation growing up in your house?
We're in the fortunate position that we don't have to leave the kids all day. My husband works from home. I don't, but he does. So we don't have to. But if he has to pop out for... whatever, doctor's visit or, you know, sort of a short kind of visit. We've only now started doing that, and my oldest is 14. And it's not that we don't trust the kids.
Sure.
It's that I don't trust the world.
That's me.
Because it says that the news shows up every day, well, we shouldn't do that. So it's not that I don't trust them, but we don't leave them sort of for a whole day, and definitely not at night.
It depends on the individual. Like, for example, my 14-year-old, she suffers from anxiety, so I wouldn't dare leave her alone. And my 10-year-old, she thinks she's the oldest. if I had a choice, you know, if the choice was mine, then I would then leave my 10-year-old because she's more mature. I'll be not listening to this.
Do you leave your kids at home, Karen? What do you do?
So I always used to do what I call the headline test. It's essentially what headline would be in the newspaper. So if I left my kid in the car or in the house, would the headline be terrible mother leaves child in car to get harmed? Or would it be idiotic child, idiotic teen does something stupid at home? And that was kind of a social test for me.
That is a good way to look at it. I love that, Karen. Thanks for that this morning.
I don't have a problem leaving my kids at home, but the thing that irks me the most is, you know, they'll be all day on the phones, but the day you leave them at home, then they don't respond to messages or they don't answer your calls. As a parent, you don't know what's going through your mind, because that's the point of leaving them at home and checking in with them just to make sure they're okay, but then they don't respond. And when you get home the evening, it's like, no, we were watching Netflix. Well, the phone was on silent, couldn't hear. And then it's like, you just want to give them a cop clap.
Cop clap. So I never forget being, because there's quite a big gap between my brother Cameron and I. They were what you'd call, and that's a great word, lad lamaki. That's great words. A lad lamaki. It's that brother or sister that comes along when you're in your teenage years and your mom and dad come home and they go, guess what? You're going to be a brother. And you're like, what? You.
A lot of
teenager. You're like, you. When did that happen? I know how it happened, but when? Oh.
Laat hulle my gewoon like a verrassing for almal. Yeah. Surprise for everyone. So.
Well, in my family, there were two, one right after the other. And I was like, what? Where did these come from? Anyway, I'll never forget being put in charge of Cameron. And Cameron and my, literally, there was a gap of, I only had to look after him for 2 hours, right? I knew it. Mm. The time was between 3 and 5 p.m., right? I knew it would be me and my two-year-old brother, okay? And it was a rainy day, pretty similar to today, cold, rainy. And I was 16 years old, and Cameron was 2. And Cameron made the runniest of runniest runnies in his nappy, right? Yeah, and I was like, there's no, we were indoors, it was warm, it was nice and cozy. We used to have a fireplace called Jetmaster. There's a range of like indoor furnaces, a Jetmaster. The Jetmaster was going, I had lit that myself, it didn't burn the house down. We were all warm and I realized there's no chance in hell I'm gonna change this nappy. No chance in hell. And it was only 3:30. I had an hour and a half to wait before my mom got home. I took Cameron, picked him up under his arm, I guess, took the soccer ball, and we went to the front lawn, and we played soccer for an hour. Guys, it was vile. My mother, Cameron's little lip was shivering.
Oh, sorry, Brian.
My little lip was shivering. My mom came. Cameron, by that stage, the nappy had seeped into his little shoes.
And I hope your mom had enough bum cream for
we were both standing outside, back. Drenched head to toe. We're just playing soccer, mom. She's like, rubbish. Look at him. He soiled himself. I said, yo, when? This must have just happened.
One job, Rocky. One job.
Cameron, I'm so sorry.
Cape Town wakes up with Ryan O'Connor for breakfast. Exclusive to Smile FM.